Now I want to move down to verse 32 here, and I read now verse 32 of chapter 11 of Hebrews. And what shall I more say? Now, the writer at this particular juncture has come to a place in the Word of God, in the Old Testament. What can he say now? He can go any direction, and he can list heroes, if you want to call them that, of faith. He can demonstrate how faith has worked in the lives of men and women. And now he brings in a list, and he makes it very clear that he's not able to discuss any one of these, but that any one of these could be put and is put here in this marvelous chapter. He says, "For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets." Now, here again, you see the war of faith now in the lives of these men. Not one of them is dealt with in detail at all. They all have something in common. Every one that's mentioned here was a ruler. These men that are mentioned, like Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and Samuel, they were all judges. And David was a king. So they were all rulers, and they were all engaged in a war for God. And each one of them won that by faith. And you have the story of Gideon. And if there ever was a man who had a weak faith, it was Gideon. In fact, Gideon was a very weak man. A great many people today talk about that. We have in our church just a little Gideon's band. That's all we have. Well, what they really mean is they have a small number. But, friends, it's not the small number that was impressive about Gideon's band. It was the faith of these men. And this man Gideon actually is a man that had very little faith. And I'm not going into detail with each one of them, but note for just a moment this man Gideon. He was a judge at the time of the Midianites. Midianites had taken the land, and they couldn't even harvest their crops. The Midianites had taken it from them. And this man Gideon, you find him as a young man. He's down by the wine press harvesting grain, and that's where he should not be. You see, the grain was taken to the top of the hill, pitched up in the air, and then the wind would drive the chaff away. And the wind blows in that land in the afternoon. I had occasion to notice that in particular again when I was over there. My, they had quite a bit of wind. This was in the month of June and was the time of the harvesting, by the way. And they, many places, harvest still the same way. We saw them pitching up grain in one place there, and the chaff was being blown away. Wind comes up in the afternoon. Well, Gideon was a coward. He took the grain down there by the wine press. That's way down in the valley. Nobody can see it. That's the lowest place. And you talk about an operation of frustration. Watch Gideon down there. He pitches the grain up. There's no wind to blow the chaff away. And you know what happens? The straw comes falling around his neck. And I can't think of anything that would be more discouraging than that, to pitch up the grain and have all the straw down your back. Well, that was Gideon. And it was at that time the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "Thou mighty man of valor." And that wasn't really the proper address for Gideon, because he didn't think the angel was talking to him. I think he looked up and said, "Who, me?" Why, he's the biggest coward of all, and he's willing to admit it. Why, he says, "I belong to the smallest tribe. My family's a small family in the tribe, and I'm the smallest potato in the family. Why, you pick the smallest pebble on the beach. I'm a nobody." God says, "It's the reason I picked you. is because you're a nobody. I want you to believe me. And you'll find out God began to strengthen the faith of that man till the day came with 300. He was able to get a victory over the Midianites by faith, Gideon. Faith operated in the life of this man. And today, how many people, even that are Christians, feel like that there must be some great big show, some big demonstration, some big meeting, if it's going to be of the Lord? May I say to you that God just doesn't move quite like that. I'm of the opinion that right today, the greatest work for God is being done by individuals and little groups across this land and even throughout the world. I have bumped into groups. I was amazed in Lebanon to meet a man. He is a Gideon, by the way. He belongs to the Gideon, and he's an active Christian layman. Has a real witness there for Christ. You don't hear much about him at all. He's not one that's getting publicity. And then in the land of Israel, there's a very wonderful Hebrew Christian. I could tell you about him, but my friend, I don't think he'd even want his name mentioned. He's been persecuted a great deal, but he's a real witness for God there today. May I say to you, there are a great many Gideons about today, and they move by faith. And I believe that it's not the size of the meeting and the greatness and the publicity and all of that. I think that today God is moving in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And so we have here Gideon and Barak and Samson. Now, I don't know whether I'd have put Samson in the list or not. Samson was a real failure as far as his service was concerned, but he did believe God. And there was a time when the Spirit of God came upon him and he began to deliver Israel. He never completed the job, though. And Jephthah, and then a David. Oh, we could just stop and talk about David and of Samuel and of the prophets. But he makes it very frank. He says, the time would fail me. And friends, I see the clock moving very fast right at this moment, and the time would fail me. Now, notice what these did. This is the war of faith. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Now, we know who that refers to. It refers to Daniel, and he hadn't been mentioned by name yet. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. War of faith. And these are the victors that we have mentioned. But we're going to have another class mentioned next time. And these are the ones that we don't hear about much today either. They are the ones that don't get the outward victory at all. And they are the ones today that, to my judgment, if you want heroes, they're really God's heroes.